Thursday morning, November 17th. Open mac as we head into the season finale on the road at Bryant. We talked last week about the Robert Morris game and what you're doing in off week and how you spend your Saturdays with no game. A happy Saturday for the McInerney family as TCU goes on the road to the blue turf and upsets Boise State. Did you sit and watch with your wife?
Every minute. It was on at 3:30.
It was on versus. I watched it. It was great.
In fact, Ryan called us right after the game, and my wife said he's chewing his fingernails because he's got a bad habit of chewing his fingernails. I said, did you chew your fingernails? He said, no, three packs of gum. And it was an exciting game, and we're just proud for the Horned Frogs and their chances for a BCS bowl game.
Now, I know how your wife is when you're coaching. We see her up in the box or up and down to her seat in the box and just trying to get through the game basically is what she's doing. What's it like for you to watch a game where your son's coaching and you have absolutely no control over what's going on?
A lot of fun, and I want him to win, but it's a lot of fun, and we're very nervous, and we always root for the McInerneys, just like we always root for the Blue Devils, regardless of circumstance, and it's a lot of fun.
Let's talk about the week that you guys had and now heading into Bryant on Saturday. What did you do towards the end of last week and over the weekend on a bye week?
Well, last weekend, as we stated, on Thursday we emphasized more and more Bryant, and then we came back on Sunday and did all Bryant and to get one extra day ahead. It's a big game. I mean, I think the NEC is calling it Rivalry Weekend, and it's a game that we feel it's important regardless of record that we want to win this game. And so we got one extra day preparation on a Sunday, got after for 2 hours, got a lot of our game plan done so we can freshen up and be fresh for this Saturday's game on November 19th.
When I say Jordan Brown, what comes to mind?
Very, very, very good. The best player in the NEC. I mean, no knock against anybody else. I watched all the games, and I got a chance to watch him a couple times during the year when we were playing common opponents. Jordan's just a fabulous player. And very, very talented. Very talented on the offensive side of the ball. They have a wildcat situation for him also. But in the kicking game, he's really, really good too. And that really puts him over the edge.
Is that a case of them, you know, just trying to get the ball in his hands as much as possible because he makes things happen?
I think no doubt. I think it's smart coaching. When you got a good player, ride him. And that's what they do. And he's tremendously good.
You mentioned, you know, you think he's the best player in the league. You know, some would argue among the best in the country. He is a candidate for the Walter Payton Award, which goes to the top player in FCS football. He leads the country in rushing. Just an outstanding player. And I don't want to harp on it, but, you know, this team is a very good football team, and he's, you know, the best player on that team.
No doubt. And we recruited Jordan. He's from Glastonbury, Connecticut. I can't say enough about him. I think he's a wonderful, fine young man. He deserves everything he's going to get. And one of the things they've done is they developed Jordan Harris, number 16. Their Z receivers really come into play. He had 10 catches against Albany, and he's really done a wonderful job. And their quarterback the last couple of weeks, and Mike Croce's always been a good player, their quarterback has, but he's been extremely good the last couple of weeks, and that really adds to their offense. Not only do they have Jordan, they have a passing attack. Their tight end is one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league.
And this is a team that went on the road to Albany, beat Albany, and, you know, a team that relies on a player like Jordan Brown, but they did it against Albany through the air.
No doubt. I mean, Jordan Harris had 10 catches. Matt Tracy, the senior tight end, is really good. They do a great job on the offensive side of the ball, and they do a very good job on the defensive side of the ball. They're sound, they're fundamentals, they got good coaches, good players, and they get after it, and they're very, very good in the kicking game. It's going to be a fun game, a great challenge.
In order to be successful and to win on Saturday, you guys need to do what?
We're not going to stop Jordan Brown. We got to control him. We got to keep him around 150 yards rushing at the most. We got to neutralize the kicking game and not let him or anybody else, they have some other good players in the kicking game also, make plays in the kicking game. And we got to control the football. And if we can do those things, we're going to have an opportunity to win. That basically was a recipe last year. And they were good last year. Jordan was an extremely good player. He led the league in rushing last year. That's got to be our recipe, and we're more than capable of doing it. We'll just have to see what happens on Saturday, November 19th.
Coming off your victory at home against Robert Morris a couple weeks ago, what's the attitude been like for this team? I mean, obviously, you know, we know we're 3-7 at this point and a disappointing middle of the season, but the attitude after the Robert Morris game has been what?
Excellent. And we've really prepared well. Preparation has been very, very good. I think that one of the mistakes I made was how we handled this team. This team needed to be handled tougher. We were tougher the last couple weeks, and we played better. And I think if we continue that path, we'll have a very, very bright future. I can tell you this, Tom, it poured cats and dogs yesterday. We went 2 hours, and those kids practiced like champs in the rain. I couldn't have been prouder. And you've been playing this game all your life, and you go out in the pouring rain. When I say pouring rain, I mean pouring rain. And they just competed and practiced and had fun and got better. And that's what I love about this team.
You guys, your senior class will be going on the road for the last time, playing their last game. For most of these guys, it will be the last time they throw on a uniform. Do you have a message to them before the game? I know we've already done senior day when you took the last road trip. We honored the seniors a little bit because it was the last time they were going to stay overnight somewhere. But it's emotional. I remember after my last game, I sat in the locker room and just couldn't take the stuff off because I knew that was it. I knew it. You know, there wasn't going to be another opportunity for me to play. What can you say to those guys to help get them through it, I guess, or do they not even realize it yet?
Oh, they realize it, and just like you did. We got a smart group of kids. Leave nothing on the field. Give it your all. Don't be wild and crazy. Leave nothing on the field. Be proud of who and what you are, and do the game justice. And you'll take this game through the rest of your life. There'll be times in your life where things aren't going to go your way, and you're going to have to get up and compete, which you have to do in the football field like we're doing this year. There are going to be times where things are going well, where you're a champion and everything's going well. How you handle it with humility and how you handle yourself. You can always go back to your roots and where you're from in this game. It's a special game. It's always sad for me as the coach, but that's what I tell every class, and it's so true, and that's what I told myself. And fire up.
At our level, there'll be a couple guys that'll go on to play maybe, you know, or to keep trying to play, like a James Mallory or Aubrey Norris still trying to play in arena or something along those lines. But for the majority of these guys, this will be it. You know, this will be and then to go through a season like this at 3-7, talk about the life lessons that these guys will learn and how proud have you been. And, you know, it's great to be proud when you're 9-2 and everybody handles things well. But the true character of some people comes out when you face adversity. And, you know, I look at a guy like Gene Johnson and some of the other captains on this team. How proud are you with how they've handled themselves as people other than, you know, not just football players?
I'm very proud. I mean, life lessons is this. And I tell these guys this. I've been a part of 3 national championship teams. Winning comes and goes, but the relationships with your players are the most important things. And the things you learn out there, not only on the athletic field, but from your teachers, your professors, your friends here. Your friends here will be your networking friends for the rest of your lives. The people you meet here will help you get jobs down the road. And doing things right is critical under all circumstances. So it's huge. You just watch Coach K, who won his 903rd game the other night, and all the former players, he said, and all the former managers, you couldn't give a better testimonial of what Duke stands for. And like Coach K said, it's partly him, but it's Duke. And we're CCSU. This is Blue Devil Nation. And we'll be back. We'll win games. That's not going to be the issue. But what these guys take with them the rest of their lives, coming back, giving back to our school and our program, and more importantly, them being successful in their lives. And there's no doubt in my mind, if they're going to be successful, if they ever need help, we'll always be here to help them, and they'll always be here to help us. And that's what you get when you got tradition, and that's what we have, tradition.
All right, the Blue Devils and Bryant will take the field on Saturday at 12 noon, the final game of the season, of the 2011 season for Central Connecticut. Next week we'll be back. We'll talk about the banquet and the honoring of the senior class and what we'll do moving forward. And heading into the spring and hitting the recruiting trail and all those kind of things. Coach, we thank you for your time, and we will talk to you next week.
Fire up. Go Blue Devils.